Hi, this is Rosina Klamoski, licensed agent with Providence Senior Care Recorded Line. I understand you were interested in the additional Medicare benefits available to you. Is that correct?
Well, no. I wanted to see if I could get one of the food grocery cards.
Okay, yes. So the grocery cards do go hand in hand with some of the Medicare Advantage plans. We can check to see what's available in your area. What's your zip code, ma'am?
77504.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for that. Now, before we begin, Medicare does require that I let you know we don't offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations which offer 39 products in your area. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state health insurance program for information on all of your options. And then, ma'am, Medicare does also require that I ask you before we go any further here, are you currently in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
No.
Okay, very good. And do you make all of your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member, maybe a social worker, help you out with that?
No, I do that.
Excellent. All right, very good. Okay, and then since we will be reviewing your medication costs, do you have your prescriptions there handy? You don't need them right now.
I don't have them handy, but I can
okay.
Get it.
Okay. Okay, not a problem. I just wanted to just give you a heads up on that, and if we need the list for so I can let you know if there's going to be any changes with the cost. But all right, so the first thing that we do need to do, ma'am, is determine your Medicare eligibility. Do you have your red, white, and blue card with you there?
No, I have gone to the Social Security office. I have called, and I couldn't find it for about 2 years ago, and
They
said, okay, we have the mail. We have it in the mail, and I still haven't gotten it.
Oh, my gosh. You know, you're not the first person to tell me that. I don't know what is going on, but I've heard clients tell me they've called, you know, Medicare and gone to the Social Security office, just like you said, and they keep telling them it's in the mail, and they haven't received it yet. I don't know what's going on. All I can say is just keep following up. That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Oh, boy. Well, that's okay. I do, since you don't have your red, white, and blue card, I do have another way I can pull you up in the Medicare system using your name, date of birth, and social, so we could pull you up that way. How do you spell your first name?
Well, I'd rather not give you my Social Security number.
Okay.
I mean, only because I'm telling you right now, I have nothing. I mean, I have nothing except for what I get from the state, which is not enough. But what can I do?
Yeah.
I think
so
what do they want? People, just because they turn 65, they want them to die so they don't have to mess with them anymore.
Oh, it's a shame. It really is unfortunate how, you know, even after, you know, how expensive some things can be for senior citizens. It really is. So that's my job, though, here, ma'am, is to make sure that you are taking advantage of all the benefits that are available to you. So you said you're getting help from the state. Is that you're getting Medicaid, too, in addition to Medicare? Is that correct?
No, I get, the only thing I get is Social Security card, and I do have Medicare. Because I had Medicaid and Medicare, but then I got a raise on my Social Security check, and they took the Medicaid away from me. Now I can't get in a hospital, or I can't get some of my medicines because I can't pay for them. I can't.
Yeah.
There's just no way. There's not enough money anywhere.
Right.
That
does happen. That, unfortunately, I've heard that too as well. If the income changes, then they take away that Medicaid. But I know that they do change their levels every year. I think so. It never hurts to apply back again for Medicaid and see if they'll approve you again.
Well, like on, you know, we got a raise on our Social Security check. Okay. Mm-hmm. I lived in a housing, HUD housing, and I took it down there, and because I don't want someone to think I'm taking advantage of anybody or anything. I'm never cheated or lied, you know. Anyway,
of course.
I took it down there, and I got $30, but after I took it downstairs to the office where I live, they took $27 of it. So actually, I got a $3 raise on my Social Security card. I mean, my Social Security check.
Okay.
So what is $3? That doesn't build the bridge.
No, I would reapply for that Medicaid because that just, it seems unfair. I would reapply for the Medicaid because they might, you know, they might approve you. So it doesn't hurt to, you know, to reapply. Now, if you would like, what I can do if you're not getting Medicaid is there are certain Medicare Advantage plans that do give you money back on your Social Security check. So if you don't have Medicaid, you would qualify to enroll into one of those plans. So we make sure that you are, you know, you're paying the lowest cost for your medications, your doctor office visits, hospitals, and see about getting some money back to your Social Security check. Have you looked into these kinds of plans before?
No, I didn't know about them.
Yeah, so again, that's why I'm glad I got you on the phone today, so I can let you know about this. I feel like a lot of people don't know about them. So it is the same, you know, it's a Medicare Advantage plan like you have right now, but some of them do offer, you know, money back on your Social Security check. So let's see here what's in your area. How often do you go see the primary care doctor, ma'am?
Well, since I don't have Medicaid anymore, I go only in emergency. Like I went to him a couple of weeks ago because I have a sinus infection in my head. I have COPD. I'm full of diseases. I have COPD. I'm a diabetic. It's awful. And I have to wait until I'm like, well, you know, I feel like I'm on my deathbed now. I feel so bad. But, I mean, I had to go. And there's medicine. Like, with COPD, I cough a lot. And they give me a cough syrup. But I have to pay for the cough syrup. They made the cough syrup in a smaller bottle, and it cost like $3 more. I said, what in the world is going on? What?
So there are, what's the name of the plan that you have right now for your Medicare, for when you go to the doctors and you fill your prescriptions?
United Healthcare.
Okay, and then do you have the chronic plan, the chronic special needs plan with United Healthcare, where they give you a monthly grocery benefit or no?
No.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Is that over the counter, right?
It's over the counter, but you could, yes, and you could use it for food as well, for groceries.
Now they cut that. I was getting 150, and now I think it's like I get $59 a month.
Oh, okay. With United Healthcare, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you might have the dual complete plan that works with Medicare and Medicaid. Maybe they kept you on that plan. Let me double check. Okay, yes, it looks like you have that dual complete plan, so which is a plan that works with your Medicare and Medicaid, and that over-the-counter benefit is, yes, $59. So you might still have Medicaid
What do you have down there, $69 is what they're supposed to be giving me a month?
I'm not sure. I see that they offer a plan that has $59 every month for an over-the-counter. But I'm not sure if that's your plan or not.
Well, I don't think that's my plan. I'd appreciate $59. I mean, it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, like I said, like we would need to verify your Medicare. So I know you didn't have your red, white, and blue card. But again, I can pull it up with your name and your date of birth and then the social. And just to verify the Medicare and see if we can help you out here. I'll let you know if there's any additional benefits available to you.
Would I be changing insurance companies?
Possibly. It might. So every company offers different plans. So if you want to stay with a particular plan, I see United Healthcare has multiple plans that they offer. So not necessarily. Uh-huh. My job is just to let you know everything that's available to you and let you decide, you know, which route to take.
Okay.
And how do you spell your first name, ma'am?
It's Rosaline. Now, last year, I got caught up in a web where this woman called me, and she was had so much sympathy for me, and just on and saying that the insurance company is not doing everything for her mother and blah, blah, blah. And then I never heard from her again.
Oh.
Never. And that's why I don't know if I have insurance, if I don't have insurance. But I wish I had known her name because I'd get her fired. I mean, I couldn't do nothing. Oh, well, life's a bitch and then you die.
So you don't know if you have insurance? You said you. I thought you just said you have United Healthcare.
That's all I know. I don't know who my representative is or anything.
Okay, that's okay.
No.
Yes, so that's okay. I'm going to be able to see exactly what you have and see if you could benefit from any additional options that are available to you. If not, you might be already on the best plan. So, again, we're just going to go ahead and take a look. So, okay, I have the first name as Rosalie. You said Rosalie. And what's your last name, Miss Rosalie?
It's Penna, P-E-N-N-A.
Oh, Penna. And then your date of birth?
It's 3/19/1949.
Okay, perfect. 3/19/1949. Okay. And then lastly, go ahead with that social if you know that, please.
Well, I really don't like giving my social security number over the phone. I don't know who you are. I mean,
I have nothing
for nobody.
I completely understand your caution, ma'am. I just want to assure you the call is recorded. And like I said, I am a licensed agent, so I do comply with, you know, all the CMS standards. Your information is fully protected. The only thing that we're doing is just to be able to verify what you currently have and if you qualify to pick up any additional benefits. So, it's not worth it for me.
I'm not going to go through this again. All I know is I have United Care, and I don't know who my representative is. I don't know anything. So I'm just going to go ahead. I got in so much trouble last year when I tried to change because I thought it was going to be something better, but I could never get in touch. I mean, I suffered a lot, and I'm 76 years old. I don't want to go through
this again.
Listen, I appreciate your call. And
not a problem, ma'am.
Nothing.
Not a problem.
Okay,
thank you. You're welcome.